Mike, do you mind repeating that? I'm sorry. I had paused it when John and I spoke and I realized that.
That's okay.
It's just a rehearsal.
It's been a while, right?
Now I have to. Yes, would you? Should I? Does anyone want to give me any direction as to how I should do that differently? Maybe a deeper voice?
Can you do it in falsetto?
I could try. I could try. This is September 28th, and collective bargaining between the University of Central Florida Board of Trustees and the United Faculty of Florida chapter at the University of Central Florida. And we are in the process of reviewing the collective bargaining session minutes from August 18th, 2017.
Good.
Looks good to our side.
Looks good
to me too. All right, good.
Yeah.
Would you like us to go first?
Yeah, that
sure.
Would be great, John.
So let us give you the material that you had indicated in our last proposal that we would give you, which is basically just language about the incentive. Not the incentive awards, the excellence awards. Mm-hmm. Of pulling in the procedures and policies and getting into the contract instead of floating out in the ether. Yes, and you've got paper jack.
Need to get your signatures over there.
Hopefully we use track changes up. Charlie, any hints on how to get the track changes on the back of
it? Go to view.
Yeah.
There you go. And then...
do the edit.
Sure. Edit.
There you go. And then... it should be show markup. Mm-hmm. And all...
So the one change that we're suggesting is, you can see it on line 10 there, is adding to the TIP incentive program for the eligibility. We think this will take care of a lot of the difficulties we currently have. We just say that during semesters in which the employee generates student credit hours, okay, and then those are defined below in the normal way about classroom and web and media enhanced courses and stuff like that, they have to meet the median, meet or exceed the median production at one or more of those levels. And so what that would mean, for example, is that we have folks in our unit who are 12-month employees. Well, you know, that's part of their contractual obligation is to teach in the summer. But the way that things are currently formatted, that doesn't count. Summer doesn't count. In the same way with folks who have a 9-month contract and then summer contracts, what they're teaching in the summer doesn't get factored in. It would also take into account when folks are on leave for different reasons, sabbaticals, all sorts of different reasons. So it's basically, instead of treating those as zeros, it's just treating them as missing values. So calculate your average based on just those semesters in which the person's teaching. So it's not penalizing someone for, okay, your assignment didn't involve teaching that semester for whatever reason. It's not showing up as a zero in there, it's just not counted in. It's average across just the ones when you're actually doing teaching as part of your assignment. But then the rest, from lines 25 down, are just pulling in the language from the different excellence awards. I didn't use track changes because it was just getting too hard to keep track of things. But we basically just tried to streamline it to take out some things that were inappropriate, like having decisions made by committees of faculty senate, substituting the word employee wherever we could, the way we've been doing all along, those sorts of things. And it may be possible to streamline those further. And we're certainly amenable to anything we can do to streamline and condense the language in that section.
Okay. And I assume because you haven't provided the 23.1 forwards, could you agree with us entirely? It took a while for that to sink in.
It's like 23.1. Oh yeah. Well, we're pretty close on a lot of it, actually. So.
Great. Because this just focuses on 23.5.
Yeah, this is just the additional material we promised last time, and that one change in the TIP eligibility criteria that we think will solve a lot of the problems that are coming up in our unit.
Does anybody have any questions about this proposed language?
No.
Do you want to have a caucus?
Yes. Sure, if we can.
Do you have anything that you want to give to us while we're caucusing?
No, but we might bring something back.
Okay, sure. Yes. We have other work we can do, so that works out.
Thanks. You know, having bargained together for years now, we do find ourselves bumping up sometimes against certain cycles where action has to be taken. When those things occur, I think we need to identify that and then identify, the effect of it and how we should address our bargaining activity. Because of the timing that we find ourselves in right now, we're going to have to roll out the TIPS, RIAs, and SOTLs in their status quo manner, like next week.
Or at least TIPS and RIAs. SOTLs come in the spring, but,
Okay, TIPS and RIAs. But once we roll out the TIPS and RIAs, we kind of have to define the SOTLs because we're already immersed in the status quo of those of that program. So so we went into caucus and we started looking through the language that you provided us in addition to 23.6 A and B that we got last time and then now the additional words. And we all feel as if a response would require a pretty deep review of the language because we're kind of concerned that I know, John, you've articulated that your attempt is to capture current practice and policy, but I think there may be some language differences to the verbatim.
Right. No, it's not verbatim.
Yeah.
There are some things that were clearly inappropriate in there, and so we removed those.
Yeah.
Things
so we're really going to have to go through those and ask ourselves at each point whether we have an interest in having that in the contract, and also if we did, what the language, does the language do anything substantively that we either agree with or disagree with? Now, okay, so where does that leave us? If we wanted to not have the status quo a rollout for TIPS and RIAs, and then, by numbers, I guess it would possibly affect SOTLs or lock us into SOTLs. At the status quo level, what we obviously could consider is to give you what we had proposed last for salaries and also then move on to three, and then that would conclude negotiations for this cycle, and the changes that we have agreed to would be able to go into effect and affect those awards in addition to the other things that we've put on the table, like you said, John, pretty close. If we don't want to do that, I mean, that this is a timing matter. We then have to start observing the status quo as we go through this year and continue to bargain. But if we go into status quo for the tips and RIAs, that program could shuffle what we have already on the table, because that there may be an increase in cost to observe the status quo as opposed to what we have agreed to, because in concept we changed the number of those awards and shifted those monies to be provided in a different type of administration. So we just wanted to bring that to your attention as an option. And to, I guess, to facilitate that. And I want to say one other thing, too. There's 110 awards in the article that we had put in the table last, and I think we're good on that number. It could be 55 and 55, or it could go back. It could go back to being 50, 50 and 10. We don't care. Either configuration of dividing up those 110 awards is good with us. So we just want to be clear on that. So this is the salaries article for today's date. Mm-hmm. And this provides us an option of saying we can.
No, that should have been the letters.
Yeah, that's 11, not 10.
I asked if you wanted it to print it.
Yeah, and what I looked at had 11 on it.
Well, I didn't have that one.
So everybody hears on line 14 of the first page, that number is 11, not 10, because we agreed to increase that number in our last iteration to 11. We that didn't get picked up in this version. Okay. Mm. So, I mean, if you want to, you know, the question is whether we want to implement these changes now and conclude these negotiations knowing that, you know, our collective bargaining obligation is never ending. So, you know, if there's other issues to address or talk about, whether it's the stipend that we have been at issue with, or whether it's the language to include in the contract for the excellence awards, that's, you know, so obviously, you know, something that can be discussed in the interim and can be subject of negotiations as we go forward. And that's kind of where we're at. We're just at a timing point, and we wanted to bring that timing point to your attention
aware of the timing point. Yeah. So we do have another session next week.
October 5th, mm-hmm. And then one in early November. Yeah. So that gives us quite a bit of time before we wind up into full book. But, you know, certainly in 23.12, I mean, we've been very clear that there's a waiver there that UFF is no longer willing to grant. And I see once again that that's been ignored. So that needs to be addressed. Our viewpoint is that all the contract language needs to be in the contract. It shouldn't be floating out on websites where it then mutates at different rates and at different reasons. And you know, those things are bargained between those of us here at the table, and, you know, they're not supposed to be done by administrators outside, and so that language needs to get imported in here. The TIF RIA SOTL language, you know, we're converging on that pretty well. I think we're converging pretty rapidly. We've offered, you know, some common sense solutions to solving some of the problems where folks are being excluded, you know, by the nature of what they teach and their assignments and, you know, and their assignments, really, you know, 12-month versus 9-month and the different leaves and things. So I think, you know, we are close. I would prefer to see that we finish this rather than kick the can, you know, down the road again.
I hope we're making this clear that once we put those deadlines out there, which is going to happen next week, before we get back to the table, the RIAs are going to roll out, which means we are locked into status quo for those, which means that money is going to have to come out of one of these other places. So the raise package is going to be diminished by whatever amount we get locked into on status quo on the awards, because these are all moving parts.
Right, but that's your choice to announce something before you've concluded bargaining.
Well, no, it's our choice because you can't run the program unless you announce it by a certain period of time. I mean, you know that, John. You've got to have, if you don't get these committees up and running, you're not going to have tips and RIAs for the next year. It's just not physically possible.
Right, but constituting the committees doesn't lock anything in, doesn't lock in the dates. Just you've got a committee that's standing there ready to do work.
People have to start putting together their packages, and they have to know who's eligible, and all of those eligibility factors play into these numbers.
Right, we're aware of that.
Okay, well, I just wanted to lay that out, that these numbers will change. So what we're offering now won't be as generous if we have to go to status quo on the awards.
So yeah, we're still bargaining that. That's UFF's positions. We're bargaining that still.
Okay.
No, certainly we understand that. We just wanted to provide an option. Because, you know, there's obviously a lot in agreement in Article 23 to this point, and good things in it. So, we want to capture these, lock them in, put them into place. We can do that now, but we're getting on in the year, so we're incrementally going to be having ourselves dictated by status quo. And so as that happens and as we go through this year, you know, that just means our options change and our ability to do some of the things that we can do today may not be around to do tomorrow. And I understand that, we hear your position on putting the language that you provided in 23.5 and 6 in the contract.
Because again, those are, you know, de facto waivers by allowing folks to change those criteria in the interim between contracts and things. They're not static.
The criteria haven't changed, John.
They've changed from year to year. I mean, we've had faculty tell us that they've changed.
They haven't, because we've been forbidden from changing them by the CBA. The CBA has said we had to maintain the status quo on criteria. Now, last year, we did some changes because we didn't finish bargaining in time, and we agreed that we would go online, and they set the criteria then because we didn't have anything in the contract. But those criteria have never been able to have been changed until last year, and that was because we didn't finish bargaining in time. But when you're talking about importing language into the contract, you're not just importing language that's current. You're making substantive changes to these programs, some of these awards.
No, not to the programs, just
to the awards.
No, not to the awards themselves, but to the criteria.
For
some of the language.
You're making major substantive changes, and there is no way that we can agree to these without serious bargaining on our side, which we could have done back in April. But, you know, if you were thinking that you wanted to make major changes to the Pegasus Professor Program, for example, before we even came to the table with a salary dollars, we could have been talking about that, but you didn't tell us that. So here we are at the end of the bargaining session, and we're getting ready to try to roll out raises, which have already been rolled out to the non-unit people, and you're going to make serious, major changes to some of these awards, and I mean, that's going to take months of bargaining on some of these things. So if that's where you're willing to go, that's fine with us, but we just got to let you know that.
Well, so everybody in this room is clear, you guys canceled four sessions in a row.
We canceled them because you told us you didn't want to bargain with us unless we came with hard numbers on salary.
Right.
But things like these changes that you have put in at the very last second, we could have been bargaining way back when you told us you didn't want to see us unless we had hard economic numbers.
We could have talked about them without hard numbers.
We could have talked about them without hard numbers because there's no economic consequences to changing the criteria on some of these awards. This seems to have been something you just kind of came up with very, very late in the bargaining session, and that's going to throw all of the economic numbers off. So that's fine. I mean, that's your choice. But, I mean, we'll bargain whatever you want to bargain.
Yeah.
You just need to be aware.
It's your right. We appreciate it.
That's going to be our policy moving forward is not
okay,
to have
so
things.
So we're going to have an Encyclopedia Britannica of a contract.
Well, unless we can find ways to streamline some of this, yeah, that's the other opportunity is to streamline it.
Well, okay. For the record, though, I don't know if you want to take a caucus or not, but we provided some information and provided a. Proposals number 6, which looks a lot like what we've had on the table before, and kind of advised on what the consequences would be. And like we said, we respect whatever you and your team's decision is with regard to this. But and by hearing you say you don't want to do this, you just want to continue to pursue bargaining.
Well, I think we're pretty close on a lot of major issues. We just have a couple more to address, and if we push forward, we'll get those addressed.
Yeah, I think
you're
a couple
overly optimistic about that, John.
I think what we've done, John, has made a lot of progress, and we've agreed on a lot of good things. But I think at some point, you know, you get to the issues that are the most difficult, and some of those might take a lot of time or be insurmountable. Like I think the language that I'm not personalizing this. I don't mean you. I mean,
yeah, that's understood.
The United Faculty of Florida has put on the table for 23.12 is very problematic for us because we're not even really sure who would qualify for such a stipend. We don't know how much that would cost. We don't know how that would impact. Other compensation or benefits that are currently being provided in lieu of that. That's a big step for us. I quite frankly don't see us doing that.
Well, if you have other alternatives, we're ready to hear a proposal on that. But again, you know, that's a waiver that United Faculty of Florida is no longer willing to grant.
I think that your changes to the trustee chair program, the criteria, and your change to the Pegasus professor criteria will require extensive bargaining.
Why is that so difficult for you?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm asking a question.
Because the changes you have made dramatically changed the nature of the Pegasus Professor Award, for example. Not Pegasus, the Trustee Chair Award, for example.
Such as what?
Well, such as saying that that someone who is an associate professor who's been here at least 5 years could be a Trustee Chair Professor.
And do you have any idea why we may have suggested that?
No, I'm open to hearing it, but that's my point. It's going to take a lot of conversation back and forth about this. And it's going to have to be, all of this is going to have to be run by the president.
So it wasn't run by the president yet?
Well, she said all of
this.
This
is the first time we saw the trustee chair, isn't it?
No, we saw the trustee chair before.
Right.
We've gotten an initial read from him on it. I'm sure you can imagine what it was.
Because there's really relatively few changes in that. There's some wording changes.
Where's my copy?
Your Chuck has it open.
Yeah. Well, let's
see. The changes in that previous proposal, not the one that we just gave today.
No, I'm looking at your previous proposal.
Because all that,
about a selection committee.
Everything in blue is the same.
No, it's not, John. For trustee chairs.
We don't. No, I'm looking at.
No, I'm looking at trustee chairs.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Right, the blue was everything that was the same, and then the reds are strikeouts, and the yellows are the addition.
Okay. Well,
there's only one substantive change that I can see, and that's adding eligibility for associate professors.
Well,
I mean, it's the same committee.
All right, everything else is the same.
Everything else is the same.
We would have to, there are a lot of places in here where the language is in both these proposals is different than what is on the thing because you didn't track it this time. So we would have to do a word-by-word comparison to make sure that we are on the same page with it substantively.
Oh, that's okay. It doesn't seem like tracking it helped because you've gotten a misimpression of that tracked passage.
Sherry, not to be difficult, I really don't see anything substantively different that would cause alarm on your behalf or the president's behalf.
I'll have to do a word comparison.
Yeah, we'd have to do a word comparison. I'm just going by what the people who run the program have told me.
Can I just clarify the blue language is straight out of the existing criteria where you publish?
I think it was though.
No, but that's well, okay.
The blue
can check that.
We got imported in.
You can see it better than this one. I mean, this one is just dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's nothing here that's coming out of the country.
No, I think it might be. I think what you're saying, Sherry, is probably would work better for illustrating our point, which is if you print this section with. Just accept all the changes.
Yeah.
And then compare it to the original documents.
We can certainly
I think
do
you'll
that.
See that they match up. And if I made an error, it was a mistake. You know, I tried to be consistent with it. I mean, I admit it was difficult to do that, but.
We'll ask them to do a compare of the language. Because I have your document. In Word, right?
We can just do a compare.
The one that you'll give us the one that you did today, or you maybe already did.
Yeah,
Ashley already has it. We'll do a compare to what that team gives us from before.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to be continuing to bargain then, it looks like.
Caucus.
Thank you.
Oh, we don't have anything more to exchange, I guess, right, today? Unless you have some questions for us?
No, not really. Do we have questions? I think we...
Because we're meeting again in about a week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it would be nice to nail this down, I mean, for everybody's sake.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Mind
that
ABI's
just
do what you tell us to do, and we'll be fine, right?
But I'll offer to help in whatever way I can. If you want me to, send you this stuff,
no,
then
we can do it. We can look at it.
I truly don't see that that's the one substantive change in that section.
Well, that's a big substantive change, then.
Well, then talk to us.
Well, okay.